Drake Batherson is off a schneid here. This is his first goal of the season, and what a rocket this was.
At the Rink with Gord Wilson.
Sens, Leafs, tonight, Ottawa, tickets available. I'm all in, Gord. I'm going to be there.
Good for you, yes. I don't think the same can be said for, 18,000 plus to fill the building, but fingers are crossed that there is a healthy attendance.
They struggled to fill the building last night in Toronto. They did. In the afternoon, they were saying there were lots of tickets, and then I guess they had a bit of a rush, but they had 400 or 500 seats unsold. Very rare at any time in Toronto, but for the season opening game?
Yeah.
People are still nervous about going. Plus, there wasn't a lot of turnaround time here from the time we were told we could have a full house to getting the tickets sold.
No, that's exactly right. That being said, it was Montreal. It was an arch rival. It was a team that beat you in the playoffs. Your team has changed a little bit. You're excited about the new season, and still about 1,000 short, I think, is what I was led to believe. Anyway, you said it right off the get-go here. There are people that are hesitant climb into a building with 18,000 beside you, and that's going to be the case for the next little while. We're going to deal with COVID for an awful long time, and we've been saying that for about 20 months now, so it'll continue. And unfortunately, the league will take a hit. Those in attendance, and certainly here in Canada, where there is going to be probably more of a hesitancy than there would be in the United States, because we saw last year the states open up some of their buildings and put people in the seats during the height of the pandemic. So it'll take some time. And
one of the first in North America to get COVID, and I know you've been vaccinated since. Are you a little nervous about going into a full building?
Nope. No, not at all. I mean, we're isolated anyway, Bill, up in the broadcast booth. Canadian Tire Center has taken every measure possible to keep people healthy and safe. That includes broadcasters who've had it. So for the fans, we go through a strict, I can tell you that we go through the same process that the fans go through in terms of screening. We've had to show our double vaccination certificate. You're not allowed certain things in the building. You don't bring a purse. We highly recommend, I'm just telling you, don't bring a purse. You're going to get sent back. The building opens 2 hours earlier.
You can bring your clutch, though, Gord.
You can bring a clutch purse, yes.
Yeah, I'll be bringing my clutch.
6x5 by 1.5 inch, I think, is the regulation. So
that has nothing to do with COVID, though, right? That's a new rule.
Yeah, that's just a new rule, and that's a league rule. That's not a building rule. That's not an Ottawa Senators rule. That's an NHL rule. That's league wide. So, if you want somebody to complain to or complain about, it's the league. It's not the hockey club.
Good. Hey, dude with the backpack. Why are you wearing that to a hockey game?
No, you can't bring it. You'll be sent back, and there's a reason why the buildings are open an extra half hour early. The Canadian Tire Center will open at 5 tonight, and I know my wife went to a preseason game and got sent back because she forgot that she wasn't supposed to bring her purse in. So she got sent back and had to walk back to her car, drop off the purse, and come back into the building. So they are giving you extra time, but we can't stress enough. Those of us in the communications business cannot stress enough, don't bring anything in with you. And I can tell you, it's cashless in the building. So if you want to eat or drink, bring your debit or credit card. Simple as that. And it slips into your pocket beside your phone or opposite your phone, and that's all you need. That
is all you need. Oh, was that paper we used to carry around?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? I think they've got reverse ATMs in the building. So if you do have cash, you can actually cash in the cash for a temporary debit card.
So I did get caught up in the Canadian qualifying soccer game, the 4-1 win last night. I was back and forth between hockey and that. It was a great soccer game.
Yep.
But I just want to tell people, if you're worried that, you know, you're a Leaf fan, Austin Matthews is not on the lineup.
Yeah, no.
You're a Sens fan, no Brady Tkachuk, maybe no Matt Murray, which we'll talk about in net. But it was still a spirited hockey game last night. It's still a lot of fun. And if you haven't seen live hockey in a while, you want to get there, even if two of the bigger stars are missing right now.
Yeah, and it's only going to get better. There's no question about that. But last night's game was a terrific game. Both teams had great scoring chances. More often than not, and you know, we can thank the preseason for this, but more often than not, goaltenders need a little extra time to get themselves going. Well, Jake Allen, who's the number one guy in Montreal with Carey Price's problems, and Jack Campbell, who started his first ever season opener. He's 29 years of age, and this is the first time he got to perform in a season opener. He was brilliant. So there were scoring chances galore. Both goaltenders were great. Leafs win it 2-1. William Nylander, who will be in the lineup tonight, put on a show. He was probably the best forward for Toronto last night. If you're looking for a draw, the Leafs have many of them, not just Auston Matthews, who's eviscerated Ottawa over the course of his career. If you're an Ottawa fan, you're thankful that he's not in the lineup and won't be on Saturday when these two teams do it again at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. But there is an abundance of star power in both lineups here tonight. And yeah, you mentioned no Brady. And, you know, if he signs within the next 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even 48 hours, it's going to be another probably 7 to 10 days before anybody does see him on the ice in a game situation. The coach indicated that earlier this week. But, you know, there's Tim Stützle. There's Drake Batherson. There's young players like Alex Formanton, who led the team in scoring in preseason this year. Of course, Thomas Chabot. And you mentioned Matt Murray. Matt has been fighting a cold. He addressed the media yesterday, and I'll tell you what, I sat opposite him and I was about 15 feet away, and when he walked into the room and sat down in front of the microphone, I wished I was about 30 feet away. Well, he didn't look good.
Cold going around in Ottawa.
Oh, sure. And you know what? It's gone through the Ottawa locker room, and unfortunately, it disrupted the coach's lineup last Saturday for their final preseason game. But I was quite surprised that Matt actually got through the entire practice after seeing what he looked like. So my guess is he's not going to play tonight, and it will be Anton Forsberg who's going to steal a page out of Jack Campbell's playbook and see his first action. If he does play, Anton Forsberg will be playing in his first ever home opener and season opener for a team as well. So lots to chew on and digest and enjoy, because it's back. It's back tonight starting at 7 o'clock.
I was scratching my head at a couple of penalty calls last night, even one that went in the Leafs' favor. And as a guy who spent most of his life growing up in Toronto, that tells you, even with a bias, I thought, that's a Montreal penalty. I know there's been some crackdowns this season on stuff like cross-checking, but I was having trouble knowing what a penalty was last night.
Well, I was going to say it's preseason. It's not preseason. It's regular season, but it's early, obviously. And the referees need time as well. And the players need time to adjust. I would think that there's going to be far more power plays to boo about or yell shoot over in the next 3 to 4 weeks before everything settles down and we get back to complaining that there are not enough penalties being called.
And whatever they do to change and enforce the rules, the playoffs will come and everyone will be clutching and grabbing and they'll never call.
A free-for-all, yes, no question about that. But the main one is the zero tolerance on cross-checking. They are changing the way they are looking at cross-checking. You cannot lean on somebody with your stick in both hands and lean on them with your stick. You just can't do it. You have to take a hand off your stick. In other words, those battles that you see in front of the net that become so vicious, and there's always, or more often than not, an exchange of cross checks between two players fighting for space, a defenseman and a forward, that's done. We won't see that, and I'm guessing we won't see, based on some of the shenanigans that we saw in postseason play last year, that it will carry over into postseason play, in the fall, in the spring.
Well, normally if I get to a game, I try to make my way up to your booth to say hello. 7,000 steps later, up, still going up, still going up. But I imagine the building is too locked down for that these days. So I'll just wave wherever I am.
I will sense your wave and wave back, even though I'll probably be watching something else.
going to be fun. We're going back to a live hockey game.
I'm all attention.
Color me excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Bill.
All right. Gord Wilson from TSN 1200. He'll be making the radio calls tonight, doing the color commentary. Part of a great team we have on TSN 1200 with the games, but try not to listen to him tonight. Try to go to the game. There are going to be tickets available. Get in on the action. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Morning Rush, Bill Carroll.